State of the Union. That's a good question. I think we've made progress. You know, we don't go through it and say, okay, in the first two quarters of the season, how we've done. Basically, we're based off of trying to just get better every single week, and that's how we look at it. But overall, I think we're making vast improvement in a lot of different areas.
How did you all have to manage that secondary situation out there?
Well, I think last week, you know, we had the injuries with both the corner situations, and I thought what happened, the coaches on the sideline did a great job of adjusting. What we did, we ended up making some adjustments, and we eliminated some of the calls that we were going to make just to make sure that the players that were playing in different roles were able to function at a high level. And I thought they did really well after evaluating the game. And, you know, I thought we played extremely hard. I thought we tackled very well. The disappointing thing, we weren't able to get the ball back for our offense, you know, in terms of turnovers. The positive things was the third and one, the fourth and one situation where they went for it. Outstanding. And overall, it was a hard-fought battle that we're disappointed that we didn't come away with a win.
How's Vic at the halfway point?
Well, I think everybody, it's like, you know, last week he's improved. You know, you're not seeing it in terms of the numbers, in terms of the sacks, but overall I thought he played pretty well, and it's just not him, it's everybody. You know, of course we'd like to have more sacks. We're working extremely hard on it, okay? What we're doing is, I think he got a lot better on his get-off and his hand use, but we just need to do as a whole, not just Vic, we need to try to finish a little bit better. And any time you're dealing with pass rush, you're dealing with the coverage, it goes hand-in-hand. It's not one element. It's not the defensive line. It's not one individual. It's based off the whole system, you know what I mean, in terms of the back end, the front end, they work together. If we're able to make them hold the ball, we're able to get there. If we're able to pressure them, the ball's got to come out faster.
How was Trufant today? Was he limited?
Today, yeah. He did some individual work, and I think he's feeling much, much better. And I think tomorrow he'll practice a little bit more. Today he did individual work.
Obviously, Adams has a lot of experience with 5 years in, but how important was that experience last week for Jalen Collins? If he's called on this week?
Oh, everything. It's like, you know, when you have a young rookie like that, every snap he's going to get better. And it's some things that you can do as a coach in the classroom or you're watching film and you can tell it. But where you really get the experience is going out and doing it, and where the great players are able to take it from the classroom onto the field. And like I said, there's some things that you aren't able to talk about in the meetings that happen, and how do you adjust and handle yourself. And right now he's done a fine job.
Grady Jarrett seems like he's made the most of his opportunities so far. How do you think he's been able to get to the
field? Yeah, I think he brings really good quickness. You know what I mean? He's strong. He's powerful. A few plays in the game where you were able to see him come in there, penetrate, flatten out down the line of scrimmage, made a nice play. I think it was a first down, but it was like for about a 2 yard gain. And overall, he's got a great attitude, tough young man that has a bright future.
Of course, the quarterback situation in San Francisco is getting a lot of attention, but there's some uncertainty, at least from the outside, at other spots, tight end, running back. How difficult, or how does that affect your game plan?
Well, it really hasn't. What we do is we do what we do. They're going to do what they do. Is that we've gone back and looked at both the quarterbacks. We know them very, very well. You know, if Blaine starts, he's a veteran quarterback. I think he's played in the league, started about 29 games. We know him back at Jacksonville. We looked at every single rep that he's done in preseason. This week and you know, whoever they play, their system's not going to change. They're both good athletes. They have strong arms. Sure, number seven's a little bit faster in terms of mobility on his feet, but the system's not going to change. In terms of their tight end, they got rid of Davis. They still have three quality tight ends that can affect you. So it'll be fine in that part, which they do use multiple tight ends personnel sets. And they're good at it. And the running back situation there, you know, Hyde's a strong physical runner that can break tackles. And I got a lot of respect for Tom Rathman. I worked there for 6 years with Tom and a couple years at Detroit. And whoever their backs are, he'll have them ready to go. Not only in, you know, as running the ball, but also in pass protection. He's a really, really fine football coach.